Welcome to Railbird Central and Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Caribou. Joined this morning by our live blog director, Jamie Jors. We're talking Packers football. Actually, we're gossiping. This is the Brett Favre, Greg Jennings, Valencia Jennings, Aaron Rodgers, and Luke Rodgers gossip hour. There's been some headlines made in the world of the Green Bay Packers outside the lines, outside the gridiron the past few days. Quotes in the media taken far too seriously. It's crazy. So we got to start, I suppose, with the news that broke yesterday evening when it reached Packers Nation that Brett Favre did an interview. So the background information is Brett Favre did a radio interview in Buffalo, New York. Apparently he was in Buffalo for a charity fundraiser of former Buffalo Bills quarterback Jim Kelly. Anyway, he did a radio interview in which, of course, they talked about Brett Favre's time with the Green Bay Packers and the whole nine yards that goes with Brett Favre. And there is basically two things notable from this interview. A, that Brett Favre acknowledged in this interview, and you can go read quotes from this interview any number of places on the internet. It shouldn't be hard to find if you haven't read them already. Brett Favre acknowledged he and Packers president Mark Murphy have talked on, quote, numerous occasions, end quote. I know Mark Murphy has acknowledged lately, you know, I think especially during the recent tailgate tour, that he wants Brett Favre back in the fold, that he would kind of take the reins and trying to bring him back, trying to get him on things like the tailgate tour, trying to get his number retired, trying to mend fences. But I think this is the first time anybody has been privy to the knowledge that there has actually been conversations taking place. You know, I'm sure, you know, I could care less if the Packers ever retire Brett Favre's number. That's my own personal opinion. But you know what? I understand it's probably in the Packers' best interests for them to retire Brett Favre's number from a marketing standpoint, for the nostalgia standpoint, to keeping interest in the Packers Wisconsin-wide, statewide, worldwide for, you know, pretty much. So it's going to happen sooner or later. To me, the sooner it happens, the better. And I'll get to more of that in a second. The second thing that Brett Favre acknowledged yesterday in his interview was that he says, speaking of the whole thing that went down, his divorce from the Packers, the trade to the Jets, his eventual signing with the Minnesota Vikings, the whole thing, Brett Favre says, quote, it was my, pardon me here, quote, I was at fault, end quote. Brett Favre acknowledging, saying he was at fault. Now, don't read in. Brett Favre did not apologize. He did not say he was sorry. He just said he was at fault. That'll be the next thing. You know, he just said he's at fault today. So next time he's going to say he's sorry, and the storyline will just continue ad nauseum. This cannot get done fast enough, as soon as I'm concerned. I shared my thoughts on Twitter earlier this morning. Every single interview Brett Favre conducts every single interview that's published, that's aired, whatever platform is used, will be newsworthy until the day the Packers retire Brett Favre's number. For that single fact alone, I wish it would just get over with, because it's just kind of like sickening that, you know, every reporter has to ask Brett Favre, if, you know, from now until the moment they retire his number, every reporter has to ask Brett Favre about getting his number retired. It's just like required. It's like you have to ask about it. And from that standpoint alone, you know, I just am sick of it, and like, I don't want to hear it anymore. Just get it over with, so we don't have to talk about Brett Favre's number being retired anymore. Just do it, so then we can talk about something else that is just a storyline that's, you know, being done ad nauseum and just carried on and overanalyzed, and you name it. Get it over with, Packers. Brett, put away your hurt feelings. You know, Brett says he wants it to be sincere, blah, blah, blah. You know, just do it. Just do it. Get it over with. You know, everybody will cheer for you on the day you get your number retired. Well, I can't say that. I can't guarantee everybody will. But, you know, I suppose the longer time passes, the more wounds, you know, will be healed. it is funny. There was just when Curly Lambeau was, you know, named to ESPN's list of the top 10 coaches in NFL history earlier this week, there was a little bit of attention on Curly Lambeau. Well, you know, Curly Lambeau's name was mud when he left Green Bay, and we're talking the 1950s here, not even late 1940s. It was right around that time, late early 50s, and you know, his name was mud, and you know, so much time has passed that people just basically forget about it. You know, and the same thing's going to happen with Brett Favre eventually. People will just forget about the rift. You'll only hear his name in regards to what he was as a player, which was admittedly acknowledged, you know, a pretty good career. So, anyway, there's your gossip over Brett Favre and the hubbubaloo that happened, broke, you know, late last night, basically. And the conversation is carried over into social media today, and you know, will continue to be a storyline throughout the day, no doubt about it. But you know, since our last episode of Railbird Central here at Cheesehead TV, you know, back on Wednesday, there was another storyline that also, you know, got attention in the world of the Green Bay Packers. Another one that, you know, was reserved for the headlines of TMZ. So, again, to set the scene, former Packers wide receiver and current Minnesota Vikings wide receiver Greg Jennings conducted an interview with the St. Paul Pioneer Press, a little bit of a Q&A, published online. I presume it was also published in their newspaper. If they, I don't even know. Who knows? Maybe they've gone totally online. But anyway, Greg Jennings, and I do happen to have the quote here, and maybe if you'll bear with me, I'll try to set the scene as accurately as possible. And as part of the interview, they published the question in its entirety. And the question from the St. Paul Pioneer Press, the reporter who asked it, asked, quote, "You played with potentially two Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Christian Ponder is trying to ascend to where they've already been. When you came here, did you have an expectation that you would have to work with Christian and tell him some things to do?" Greg Jennings, response to that question. Quote, "When you talk about comparing quarterbacks, it's hard to compare guys. I'll take Brett. He did it for so long. I got there in a period of time where Brett was already there. Then, the guy they have now, he sat behind Brett and he learned so much. Christian didn't really have that opportunity. He had to jump in. The way you compare them has to be a little different. The guy they have now was essentially a veteran rookie. It's a little different, but Christian has tremendous upside. I think what I see now is a quarterback who's maturing and growing and wanting to learn and grow, which is huge." So there's many aspects to this, you know, short, brief, you know, snippet of a much longer interview, by the way. You've got the Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers comparison. You've got the Christian Ponder comparison to both of them. And then you have the, the preference, Greg Jennings expressed for Brett Favre saying, quote, "I'll take Brett," end quote. It's weird. Above all, the fact that Greg Jennings refused to call Aaron Rodgers by name kind of trumps all. You know, Greg Jennings, he would say, "The guy they have now." That is how he refers to Rodgers. "The guy they have now." And what that is it's basically a response to an Aaron Rodgers interview that happened, April, May, I'm not even sure when it happened exactly, but at the Wisconsin Sports Awards held in Milwaukee, over a month ago, Aaron Rodgers was asked a question from a reporter about Greg Jennings, and Aaron Rodgers responded, "Who?" kind of jokingly, "Who's Greg Jennings? Oh, you mean that guy who left Green Bay and signed with the Minnesota Vikings?" Yeah, a little bit of a joke there. And what this is, and Greg Jennings is a response to that. Aaron Rodgers pretended not to know who Greg Jennings was. So in response, Greg Jennings is not going to call Aaron Rodgers by name. And it's, a little bit funny. And people got bent out of shape about this on social media channels. They couldn't believe that, so many things from the interview. I can't defend Greg Jennings, saying, quote, "I'll take Brett." I can't really defend that. Debate and argue that point all you want. But the fact that he didn't use Aaron Rodgers' name, simply a joke. I wouldn't read much more into it than that. I wouldn't read into it that there's this animosity between them, that there's these hard feelings between them. And, the situation, probably, I can see how people can read into it. And, there was the whole thing with Greg Jennings' sister on Twitter this past season criticizing Brett Favre. And you can kind of read into it like that a little bit. But, I'm taking it on the surface level. It is what it is. It's a little bit joke. And it shouldn't be treated as any more than such. I think a lot of Packer fans are out there, just criticizing Greg Jennings' decision in general to jump from the Packers to the Vikings and working with Christian Ponder and being like, well, good luck working with that quarterback. I actually like Christian Ponder. I obviously he's a young quarterback who hasn't experienced a ton of success his first 2 years in the NFL. Although I think he started to put things together last year. I just think it's the, hatred for the rival team that has, Packer fans disliking Christian Ponder. I do think he's a young, up-and-coming quarterback, and it will click for him. I'm not saying he's going to be the best quarterback in the NFL, but seriously, I wouldn't doubt it in time if Christian Ponder is a Pro Bowl type of quarterback. And again, Pro Bowl means when you're one of the top three quarterbacks in your own conference, meaning you're one of the top six in the NFL. So again, I mean, don't read into that too much. I'm not saying he's number one by any means. Anyhow, getting off track here, the whole Aaron Rodgers, Greg Jennings things, folks, don't get bent out of shape at this. Now I will say this. Each side has now had their chuckle, has now had their laugh. Aaron Rodgers said, who, when responded, to a question about Greg Jennings. And now, actually, as has been pointed out to me online, Greg Jennings conducted a similar interview on Sirius XM Radio recently, in which he also called Aaron Rodgers the guy they have now, in which he refused to call Aaron Rodgers by name. And so now this is two interviews Greg Jennings has done this. My advice here to Greg Jennings would be this. Greg, drop it. To Aaron Rodgers too, preemptively. And not to say Aaron Rodgers wouldn't, but Aaron Rodgers, drop it. Even Greg Jennings kind of jokingly said in an interview this week, or James Jones said in an interview, I don't like Greg anymore. We don't like Greg anymore. Well, I mean, that it was kind of beside the point, but this whole charade you're kind of keeping up by not talking about each other, it'll get old real fast if you keep it up. The longer you do this in the media, people are just going to go nuts about it. It's already a tired storyline to me. Maybe it's because I'm so close to the situation and follow Packers news practically 24/7. And I see and read every little thing that comes out and see a lot of fan reaction to it. Whereas the casual fan might not, might read one little article and they're done for the day. But, for me at least, it's a tired storyline. I'm sick of seeing about it. I'm sick of reading about it. I'm sick of hearing about it. I'm sick of seeing fan reaction to it. I'm sick of seeing tired overreaction to it. Yeah, it was funny. Ha ha. Okay. Enough, guys. Let's get past the elementary school, middle school, even sophomoric humor here. And maybe sophomoric humor isn't quite the appropriate phrase, but let's put it behind us. Focus on the rivalry itself. Focus on football. There's plenty to dislike already between the Packers and the Vikings, the border rivalry. Let's keep it about football here from now on. I see in the live blog. John says, I'm sick of it to Brian. That's why I tried changing the subject. Yeah, we'll change the subject now and get beyond the little. We'll get beyond the Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, Greg Jennings gossip hour. There was kind of one more item since our last episode of Railbird Central that kind of made the news on what was it, Wednesday afternoon. So, practically right after we went off air or shortly thereafter. The cyst removed from running back Duane Harris. Yeah, this is now 2 days ago, but if you remember how it all unfolded, Duane Harris posted to both Twitter and Instagram, you kind of do both simultaneously, posted a picture of him to Instagram showing him with his shirt off, and he looks like he's in a hospital. He's next to a piece of medical equipment, there's a big bandage underneath his right pectoral muscle, and so you see that something happened. He underwent some sort of procedure or something like that, and the caption for the photo, for lack of a better term, Dewan Harris said, "Thank God for team physicals." And that was it. It was kind of cryptic in that, he didn't really explain why he was thanking God. But when somebody says, "Thank God," it could be used sarcastically, but then it could, given lack of context, it could also have been something very serious. You kind of wonder, like, thank God for what? You got a picture of you in a hospital, and you're thanking God, and then you go and you read the comments to Dewan Harris's picture, and somebody had said, "I'm glad they caught it when they did." And again, it's like everything was so vague. "I'm glad they caught it." Well, nothing was explained what it is. What is it? Do you have cancer? Was it I can see how people's minds would race, with not given any information. Let that be a little word to the wise. Don't type such cryptic, vague tweets and post things on social media, especially about important things. Explain the situation. And I think it kind of set the social media world afire. And eventually, Dewan Harris had to explain himself and eventually came out and said, "Yeah, I had a cyst removed from my right lung." And it did, ends up not being a big deal. Not that it's no minor thing. I mean, you undergo surgery anytime like that, it's no small thing. But it was not cancerous, as has been reported. It was according to Dewan Harris, about the size of a fist against his right lung, pressing up against his heart. And they got rid of it, and certainly a good thing. I don't know much about cysts, but can cysts eventually become cancerous over time? I think that's the way it works, right? But as it stood right now, it was not cancerous, so that's a good thing. But they got rid of it. And there were interviews with Dewan Harris's agent, and they were posted multiple places. I've seen, the Green Bay Press Gazette, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Fox Sports Wisconsin. And he had basically, said the same thing to all outlets. Now that this cyst was removed from Dewan Harris's lung, there's the chance that he'll have even more lung capacity, which could mean more endurance, possibly even more speed. And those are all fantastic things, potentially. I certainly would hesitate. I would guard against, kind of expecting miracles here from Dewan Harris now that he's got this cyst removed. I'm not sure if you'll see a whole lot of difference in him from an athletic standpoint. Maybe he'll be have a little bit more endurance, and that would certainly be a good thing. But again, I think you're going to see the same Dewan Harris. But I mean, that's fine though. The same old Dewan Harris as we saw last year. Right? I'm okay with that. But anyway, Mike McCarthy said he's going to miss the rest of the team's offseason program, which really isn't all that much longer. It's next week. Next week's the last week of the offseason program. So he's not going to participate next week. He hasn't participated at all, since practice started this basically the past month. But again, no big deal. We're talking the May-June time frame. If you're missing practices in May and June because of, health, injury, you know, not really a big deal. Certainly you would like them to take part, but it was more important that they got this taken care of and he's healthy and all that. And, you know, especially if he's ready for the start of minicamp, and I think that's what Mike McCarthy said. He expects him to be ready for the start of training camp. You know, everything will be okay. And I agree. You know, as long as he's all ready, then everything will be okay and all good. You know, DeJuan Harris, of course, the running back who was, you know, became the starter late last season. He came to the team as a street free agent, kind of, you know, really revived the Packers running game late last year. And, you know, kind of a guy on the rise. You're expecting big things from him. The Packers certainly drafted some competition for him at the running back position this offseason, which was, you know, it didn't come as a big surprise. Maybe taking two running backs in the first four rounds of the draft was a little bit of a surprise. But, you know, anyway, I think DeJuan Harris is now a second-year player. He's a veteran. He knows the offense, at least most of it. And, I think he's going to be part of the Packers' offense this year. I don't know how big. You know, he's going to split carries, presuming everybody else is healthy. I think he's going to split carries with guys like Eddie Lacy, Jonathan Franklin. But, there's a lot to like, a lot to be positive about with DeJuan Harris and, you know, the running back position as a whole. And I think, you know, you're going to start to see some improved production there. And, that's a good thing. It's positive, and things are heading in the right direction there in the Packers offense. Things were good with the Packers offense to begin with, but now to make it even more dangerous, even more of a threat, in with both the run and the pass, that's great. The Packers offense is potentially even more unstoppable than they were before, and they were hard to stop to begin with, you know, at least the past few seasons under Mike McCarthy and with Aaron Rodgers at the helm, and, you know, becoming even more versatile now is a good thing, is great. So, glad DeJuan Harris is, you know, medical woes are behind him in the rearview mirror now, at least we hope. And he can rehabilitate, he can rehab, he can get back into playing shape, and hopefully he's all ready to go for the time training camp starts in late July. But so where we stand right now, the mini camp ended yesterday. Packers did their, you know, what, annual team building activity. They played dodgeball yesterday. Apparently it was an indoor activity. They had the weather been nicer, which it hasn't really been in Green Bay lately. Had the weather been nicer, they might have done something outdoors. But as it was, they played dodgeball inside. You can see a little recap of it from the Packers official website if you want to go there. But mini camp ended, and there's one more week of OTAs left. In fact, one more opportunity to see him practice this offseason. I believe this upcoming Tuesday, fingers crossed that the weather will be good. You could see them in action if you want, open to the public this upcoming Tuesday. One more time, one more practice, if you care to. So that's where the Packers stand now. One more week of off-season program, and then they're off for a while. They're off for about a month until training camp, a little over a month. But late July, it all starts up again, and we're in football mode. So today is the 42nd annual Vince Lombardi Golf Classic. That actually happens today, you know, having nothing to do with on the football field. But, mini camp is over, so there's a lot of current Packers heading down to Menominee Falls, Wisconsin for the 42nd annual Vince Lombardi Golf Classic. This has been in play for a long time. It's kind of an annual event in the Milwaukee area calendar. They raise money for the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation. I guess they've raised over $15 million over the years to fund cancer research. You know, former Packers quarterback Bart Starr has been a big part of it. He'll be there. Kicker Mason Crosby is a co-chair for the event. He's there. Other current Packers are there today. They're there tomorrow for this golf event. It includes a celebrity gala at night. It includes a 5K run tomorrow. Big deal for this whole event. So that's kind of taking place today, this weekend, and kind of really cool what they're doing there. It's been happening a long time, and they do good work, I know, with that foundation and with this event. So that's cool. So that's kind of the, you know, weekend update there on the Green Bay Packers. But being a Friday, we're out, folks. You know, thanks for joining us here at Railbird Central. We'll be back on Monday. In fact, if you haven't heard yet, we've got Packers defensive lineman Mike Daniels joining us on Monday morning for an interview. He was going to join us today. He had to cancel because he's actually golfing in the Vince Lombardi Golf Classic today. But he's going to join us on Monday morning. Packers defensive lineman Mike Daniels. I can't wait. That'll be really cool. So anyway, we'll see you later, everyone. I leave you today with a song by Keller Williams and the Traveling McCurries titled Something Else on Psy Fidelity Records. See you later, everyone. Go Pack, go.
She was looking for something different. She was looking for something else. She was searching for higher meaning. She was searching for something.